sanctions on Monday. The sanctions are a coordinated response to Minsk's forced landing of a Russian airplane last month to arrest a journalist on board. That act is set to prompt further economic sanctions. The European Union, the United States, Britain, and Canada blacklisted more officials, lawmakers, and ministers from the administration of President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian Air Force intercepted the Russian airplane flying between Athens and Vilnius on May 23rd in what the West called state piracy. The United States imposed sanctions on more than a dozen Belarusian individuals and entities. Ethiopia's elections chief said complaints by the opposition of irregularities in two regions risked tarnishing polls on Monday. Ethiopians are voting in what the government is calling the country's first free and fair vote after decades of repression. The election board chief said several opposition parties had complained their agents were beaten and their badges confiscated in two regions. Opposition leader Berhanu Nega said his Ethiopian Citizens for Social Justice Party had filed 207 complaints. But in most areas, including the capital, voting went peacefully, although many polling stations opened late. The election board extended voting nationwide by 3 hours because many polling stations still had long lines when they were due to close. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. It's a gesture that was met angrily by China. You can read this full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Myanmar's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, say she told them some of the testimony against her